Test 65, Section 2, Question 8. And here we're looking for what's the flaw in the reasoning above. So it says the proportion of fat calories in the diet of people who read the nutrition labels on food is significantly lower than it is in the diets of those who do not read it. Okay, so the proportion of fat calories is lower in people who read nutritional information. This shows that reading these labels promotes healthful dietary behavior. So reading the labels causes the behavior. And here we have a correlation causation flaw. We know that people who read the labels have less fat in their diets. And the assumption, so what they jump to is therefore the reading the labels causes them to have less fat. But it could be that people who want less fat in their diet or who want healthy diets are the people who read labels. Or it could be that there's some third factor causing both. So this one is a problem of just because A and B go together doesn't tell us whether A causes B, whether B causes A, or whether some C factor causes both. So A illicitly infers a cause from a correlation. That sounds pretty much like what we said. So I would say probably yes. But let's look at the others. Relies on a sample that's unlikely to be representative of the group as a whole. No, it actually isn't a sampling thing because this does say, you know, that the group as a whole, it's just making a claim. It says, you know, reading these promotes it. And so, yeah, it's not about sampling size. Confuses a condition that's necessary for a phenomenon to occur with a condition that's sufficient. That just means bad if then. And remember, phenomenon just means thing. So sufficient for one thing, necessary. That's just LSAT's way of saying bad if then. Takes for granted there are only two possible alternative explanations. Well, that is a flaw, but it isn't what happens here. Sort of the false dichotomy is what that is. And then draws a conclusion about the intentions of a group based solely on the data about the consequences. That too is a flaw, but it isn't what's happening here. We aren't going from actions to intentions, and therefore answer choice A is definitely our best one. In all honesty, I would have just taken it and gone when I hit it.